This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another 1-2. And Sale got him. Career strikeout number 2,500 for Chris Sale. Only the 40th in Major League history to reach that mark. And he gets Sosa to do it. And he does it on a slider. Six scoreless innings for the reigning Cy Young winner.
His
slider was sliding.
Yeah.
Yeah. All his stuff is firing on all cylinders right now.
Great of a pitcher this man. Not is, but has always been.
I know it's weird to say,
always,
right?
I always think about it.
Because is, but yeah. Also was.
Yeah. He's always been the guy.
He has. You know? Well, and then there was that gap.
When he got
right?
hurt, when he got injured and everything like that. But watching him go yesterday, that's why I was like, Andy, when he was up to like, when he had that one inning where he got, you know, where he got touched up a little bit, I was like, come on, because I need you to get to the eighth. I kept saying that yesterday.
Yeah.
I need you to get to the eighth,
then
man.
Maybe we don't have to see Iglesias.
Yeah, I was like, I need you to get to the eighth, please. But then you know, he's like at 99 after six. I was like, they're not going to send him back out there.
Yeah, no.
Man, congratulations to him, man. You know, 2,500.
Fastest to 2,500.
Yeah, man, congratulations to him. I think I saw this morning 80 innings, I think it was, by 80 innings towards the next guy.
Wow. Got him by 80, huh?
Yeah, so good for him, man. And they needed it, man. They also needed the bats to come alive, which they did in that second game. A couple home runs. So I just didn't think that was getting out.
I know. Yeah. Ozzie's ball was just it was just begging to not get out.
You said that TV.
I know. I was so happy that it did, though.
Yeah.
They got after Wheeler too, which is awesome. It's the second time this year they've done that.
Yeah.
They got after him back in early April, five and the third.
He's nervous about playing his hometown team.
Could be.
Yeah, I mean, he's played them
a lot of times. Yeah,
he's
making $40 million a year to sort of ease the nerves. Yeah. But I guess he still gets.
Was he ever an option for here?
Well, he was a free agent.
That's what I thought, right? Okay, I was trying to make sure. But 2 years ago, wasn't it?
I think it was three years ago.
Okay.
But I mean,
yeah, I knew they weren't giving.
They weren't given.
Yeah.
I don't know who they would give that to, but no one yet.
Yeah.
Like prime Hank Aaron became a free agent. You think they would have paid him? He would have been a Dodger.
Nah, exactly. Hank would have been a damn Dodger. Damn sure would have, man. But they got. Obviously, we had the way of when we were talking about it, when they were so far behind of as far as. You know, stacking series wins. You would lose one of them, but you would end up winning the series. And so, they lost two in a row.
That's
two
right.
Two series in a row to two really good baseball teams.
At least they stayed because they were 10.5 out for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
At least they won and they're only single digits out. Or I guess it's 9.5, but you know what I mean. It's not 10 yet. So try to stay within double digits out if you can help it. I don't know, man. Hopefully at some point the worm turns and they're a lot more fun to talk about. It was fun to see them hit the baseball in the second half of the doubleheader yesterday. And unfortunately, it wasn't just the loss yesterday of the first game. It was also the loss of A.J. Smith-Shawver. And we've just gotten the updated report. He's now on the 60-day IL.
Yeah.
So kind of sounds like you're probably not going to see him again this year.
Yeah.
You just have to hope that it's not like the worst-case scenario, which would obviously be Tommy John surgery, and you know, it almost feels inevitable right now with young, hard throwing pitchers.
It's got to be a hard because you don't want, I mean, when you're out there, you don't think about being injured, don't think about getting injured.
No.
But I mean, it has to be in the back of your mind that because of how frequent this is happening, we were going through
all your peers are getting
it because we were going through like us growing up in the era that we did of just hard throwing pitchers, and like none of those guys got it, you know. And so they go to like, well, what is the cause of all these things? That's just like them ACL tearing, you know, it's just the frequency of these injuries happening that didn't happen when, you know, I guess all the sports specific training. I don't know. I really don't know.
I have more of a theory on the pitchers than I do about the other stuff, the ACLs and the Achilles and stuff. I just think the guys that we grew up with that were hard throwers, we remember them because there wasn't that many of them, and they were hard throwers because they could do it naturally. Yeah. Like their body was just built to be able to throw 98 or 100. Now Some of these guys whose bodies aren't.
You made into it.
You just told that's what you got to do. Yeah. Like, if you want to make it to the big leagues, cool, you got a nice curveball and a nice changeup. You want to get drafted? You want to make it through the minors? You got to throw 99. Yeah. Well,
My arm only says 95.
Yeah, my arm's comfortable at 94, yeah. And I have this great changeup that actually works off that 94. Nah, you got to ramp that bad boy up to 101.
Bring it all over.
All right, well, my elbow's going to fall off at some point. Fine, we got a surgery for that.
Yeah.
We got a surgery for that.
All you got to do is miss a whole year.
Yeah, no big deal. And you won't be the same the second year.
Yeah.
So really 2 years is what you're going to miss. So, but it'll be good. And then you'll be fine for like, it's like an oil change. Then you'll be good for... what is it, 3 months or 3,000 miles or whatever,
miles
and
day,
then you get another one? Because now, I mean, guys get multiple.
Yeah.
Like, Strider got Tommy John in college, and then whatever
was
not quite
year.
Tommy John, but close
just
to
sure,
it.
Just make sure we don't want
We don't want Well Actually Twitter guy mad
at us. We don't want this guy coming in. Well, actually, guys, it wasn't Tommy John.
Do you think Tommy John
shut the hell up.
Is happy that that's the main way that he's remembered?
Because
I think he won like 280 games.
Yeah, but I think, you know... No, I don't think you want to be known for that. Like, I wouldn't want to be Randy CL.
the Randy McMichael surgery?
Yeah, I don't want that. You know, I mean, if they're going to do something, get me, like, make me into a former Blue Chew. You know, I want to get,
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I want to be a pleasure source. Yeah, something like that, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be a cause of misery. Yeah.
I want to be a pleasure source, too.
Yeah.
Here's Carl Anthony Towns last night.
Towns lumbers in, hits a right-hand layup, and one. Carl Anthony Towns extends the Knicks lead to 11, their largest of the night, and a free throw's coming up.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing they did last night is that they pressured the hell out of Halliburton. And Bridges was face guarding him, you know, and we thought about how they would change up the strategy as far as guarding him and everything, considering how he abused him the night before. I just thought Knicks was going to win. I did. I thought Knicks would win this game, and I won't say the Pacers mailed it in, but it just seems like they were just trying to get it back to Indiana.
No, I think it's too easy to say they mailed
but
it in.
My only thing is this: is the reason I only say it like that. And believe me, I hate saying it like that because you know how I feel about when people talk about quitting all those things.
Yeah,
Halliburton only shot the ball 8 times.
Right,
he was so passive, and they can't win with him being like he let them take him out the game.
That part of it,
that's the part I'm talking about,
isn't great. Like you don't want to see that from your star player,
the superstar player, Randy.
Call it what you want to call it. The guy's incredible, and his team's one
freaking
win
awesome.
Away from going to the NBA finals. So we'll leave those debates for others. But you've got really important players. This is the thing about this point of the NBA season in general, but this series. For the sake of this conversation, is like a lot of these guys are banged up, man.
Yes.
Like Aaron Nesmith is really the only guy on the Pacers roster, maybe outside of Benedict Mathurin, but you really don't want Mathurin in there for that long.
He's a wild man.
Because you never know what he's going to do. He played good last night. If it wasn't for him, they would have got beat by 35 last night. But Aaron Nesmith's really the only guy that can guard Jalen Brunson, and he's banged up.
Jalen Brunson was so aggressive early. He was so aggressive offensively early, but looking like he was like kind of how we were talking about the Thunder the other night. Just let's get him out the way early.
Yeah,
you know, and they were so aggressive. But you're right, Indiana fought back. They cut it within, like you said, 10 before we did the off-the-cuff podcast. But yeah, I mean, I just thought that the Knicks, the desperation that you have to play with when your backs are against the wall. Now, do they have enough for this game?
That's something I was thinking about this morning. I'm gonna see if I can ask this. In a way that makes sense.
All right.
Is it easy? Because neither one of these teams have really been here, or certainly not further than here. Right. So they don't know how to do it, right?
Okay.
Like you don't know how to do it until you do it.
Okay.
Is it easier to play with your back against the wall in a situation that you've never been in before, or close out a series, just want to win one out of three? Mm-hmm. They just got to win one out of three, the Pacers, and they lost the first one,
right.
So now they
got
to win one out of two. And if they don't win at home, then they got to go back to New York. Is it easier to play with your back against the wall with that level of desperation in a situation you've never been in before, or to close a team out that you're clearly better than in a situation you've never been in before?
I think that because you're better than them, it should not be as hard, especially when you're at home.
Yeah.
But closing out a desperate team is so hard.
And when you've never done it.
And that's the thing about it is because they got, like I said, neither one of these teams have been there. But like Indiana, they've got kind of a the past 2 years had kind of a soft road because they faced teams with injuries at key moments.
True.
Now, the you know, Carl Anthony Towns is banged up. Didn't see a lot of it last night, but he's a little banged up. But yet, they're all there. They didn't play that many minutes. Well, I'm sorry. They didn't play their typical 40-plus minutes in this game last night, talking about the Knicks.
Yeah.
And so you kind of save some of that energy and everything like that. But if they play the way they played last, they'll win this game. Like, the Pacers don't – because the Pacers also had 20-plus turnovers, too.
Yeah.
So if the Knicks can turn them over, they don't want to go back to New York City.
No, the Pacers did a great job – did a great job last night of making the Pacers play at their pace.
Yes.
Because they made shots.
94 points.
They made shots.
Yes.
Like, that was their game plan was smart. They made shots. They didn't miss all their open ones like they did in the game before. But when you make shots, then you can get your half court set, and then you can make them try to play. The Pacers don't want to play in the half court.
No.
They want to run.
They don't. But
yeah,
I mean,
they want to make you uncomfortable.
And when you – they scored one – they scored the previous game. Like, they had to be down like 40 less points.
Oh,
somewhere
yeah.
in that area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The other thing is – and I don't know if he can keep doing it because he just never has. But Carl Anthony Towns can get whatever he wants.
Yeah, they can't. They have nobody there. But now,
like, Miles Turner can't do
take
anything.
Take a damn charge. Now, I know you might get hit in the face because he's a wild. He got all them long, wild limbs.
Yeah, that's what you have to hope for.
Yeah, so he might knee in the face.
Well, that's how you stop him is you go at him.
Yeah.
Because he had five fouls last night, but he had four early in the fourth quarter, and they didn't go at him.
I like what Charles Barkley told him. Why do you be getting
keep getting those dumbass fouls? He asked him just like that.
Dude, they're crazy. Hey, the way they come for them ESPN folks, man. What Shaq said, we don't care who you are. We coming for you. Over you, through you. Like, damn.
Is it like that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is it like that over there?
I thought you were going to be teammates. No? All right. I'll tell you who's like that, though. He'll go through you.
Who?
Over you. Under you. Slit your throat if he has to. Smoking Joe Patrick.
The new podcast
who's
guy.
Who's just been sitting again
the
2 weeks in a row.
Podcast guy.
Like, Joe shows up 25 minutes early for his segment and just tries to intimidate us while we're doing what's trending. Like, all right, Joe, we get it. We're going to go to break. You're coming up next. We'll talk Falcons with Smoking Joe after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.